Part 3. You will hear a radio interview with a spokesman from a fast food company. For each question, 23 to 30, mark one letter, A, B or C, for the correct answer. You will hear the recording twice.
Tonight we're talking about whether multinationals can be ethical. I know that many of our listeners think that the words multinational and ethics don't go together, so I'm sure we're in for an interesting live debate on tonight's show. Our first guest is Mr. Evans, a spokesman for the fast food company McDonald's.
Good evening.
To start off, could you tell us a bit about the history of the McDonald's company?
Of course. It all began with two brothers, Richard and Morris McDonald in California. They started out with a small restaurant in 1940, gradually increasing the number of their restaurants until Ray Kroc, who opened a franchise restaurant in 1955, bought the company from them. He developed the company to be the world's largest food service retailing chain.
Right. How does McDonald's treat its employees and suppliers?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that we were named one of the world's most ethical companies by Ethisphere. This honour recognises a select group of companies that are at the top of their industries for ethical leadership.
But wasn't that several years ago?
Yes, that's true. But we have continued with and improved all aspects of our ethical leadership since then. Our ethic is to treat our franchise operators and suppliers with respect, fairness and honesty. We have fair employment practices and provide a safe, healthy and productive work environment for our employees. We also make every effort to ensure that all our suppliers are committed to doing business in a responsible and ethical manner.
And what about the company's tradition of community projects?
Yes, this is one of our great strengths. Our company, employees and operators donate millions of dollars and countless hours to charitable organisations around the world, particularly those that address the needs of children.
Now, looking at some recent news reports regarding your suppliers in the west of the country. Tonight, we're talking about whether multinationals can be ethical. I know that many of our listeners think that the words multinational and ethics don't go together, so I'm sure we're in for an interesting live debate on tonight's show. Our first guest is Mr. Evans, a spokesman for the fast food company McDonald's.
Good evening.
To start off, could you tell us a bit about the history of the McDonald's company?
Of course. It all began with two brothers, Richard and Morris McDonald in California. They started out with a small restaurant in 1940, gradually increasing the number of their restaurants until Ray Kroc, who opened a franchise restaurant in 1955, bought the company from them. He developed the company to be the world's largest food service retailing chain.
Right. How does McDonald's treat its employees and suppliers?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that we were named one of the world's most ethical companies by Ethisphere. This honour recognises a select group of companies that are at the top of their industries for ethical leadership.
But wasn't that several years ago?
Yes, that's true. But we have continued with and improved all aspects of our ethical leadership since then. Our ethic is to treat our franchise operators and suppliers with respect, fairness and honesty. We have fair employment practices and provide a safe, healthy and productive work environment for our employees. We also make every effort to ensure that all our suppliers are committed to doing business in a responsible and ethical manner.
And what about the company's tradition of community projects?
Yes, this is one of our great strengths. Our company, employees and operators donate millions of dollars and countless hours to charitable organisations around the world, particularly those that address the needs of children.
Now, looking at some recent news reports regarding your suppliers in the west of the country.